This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we would really like you to join us. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question live on the air, 877-726-8255. That's our number, 877-726-TALK, to join me and share a comment or pose a question. Lots of stuff on the agenda today. We're going to talk about microplastics and nanoparticles, how they are a potential threat to your health. Also, very interesting study looking at the effects of antidepressants used by millions of Americans each year. Tens of millions of prescriptions are written every year. And this study is a comprehensive evaluation of whether it has a serious impact on people's quality of life. 877-726-8255. Also, we're going to take a look at a new study that demonstrates that something called time-restricted eating, that means restricting your eating time into a very narrow window, well, according to the latest study, it doesn't make a difference in terms of weight loss. But wait, there's more. We're going to do a deep dive on that study. 877-726-8255. Okay. Well, we're still in the throes of COVID, but there's a lot of COVID confusion because, well, spending some time on Twitter sometimes makes me feel like I got to come out and take a shower. Because there's a lot of shouting and a lot of controversy, people extolling the lifting of the mask mandate on public transportation, on planes in particular, rejoicing that they'll no longer have to wear what they call a face rag, but also a lot of people expressing concern that they're not going to fly. That they kind of like the way that things are being handled in China, even. That China takes it seriously, whereas we in the United States are complacent about the dangers of new variants. Well, there's some interesting stuff going on in Philadelphia. Philadelphia was one of the first cities to reinstate a mask mandate in the face of increasing cases of Omicron and the Omicron variant. They're now variants of the variant. So the latest is BA2. Well, that's not even the latest because now there's a subvariant of BA2. It's like BA2 2.0. And so a lot of people concerned that these variants are going to cause another surge. And so they wanted to get ahead of it. They created a mask mandate in Philadelphia. Well, lo and behold, after a mere 3 days, headline here, Philly lifts mask mandate hours after Mayor Jim Kenney defended it. The mask mandate was rescinded after only 3 days after it went into effect. And so there's a lot of conflict between what the public wants, which is, by and large, the public's getting tired of wearing masks, let's face it. And the masks, not that efficacious, maybe somewhat efficacious, but certainly no perfect bulwark against getting COVID. And they're an encumbrance. And also a reminder, kind of a psychological reminder that COVID is still amongst us. And a lot of people are saying, let's just move on from COVID. Let's get rid of some of these restrictions, especially since masks, unless you're wearing a tight-fitting N95, don't seem to be doing all that much to stem the tide of COVID. So there's kind of a fight going on in Philadelphia, as there are across the country, because they've lifted the mask mandate federally, but they're still saying that, according to the CDC, that you probably should keep wearing a mask. Officials from the Philadelphia Department of Health, for example, have said that from the day the mandate was announced, they hoped it would be briefed, but they projected it being in place for weeks. And the mandate required people to wear masks at all indoor public settings, including businesses, offices, and gyms. It went into effect Monday, but it was rescinded by Thursday in the face of intense criticism from businesses and residents. And so there's so much for the mask mandate in Philadelphia, and so much for the mask mandate in the entire country of the U.S. because, well, it looks like mask mandates did not pass muster, according to the courts. It's going to be appealed. The Justice Department is launching an appeal, but it's unlikely that that appeal is going to fly. It's also unlikely that the public is going to be very happy with either outcome. You know, because some people say, yay, masks. And other people can say, no way I'm going to wear a mask anymore. I'm done. There's news that the CDC convened a panel, and they coined a term, booster fatigue. And what they say is that they're concerned that people are going to experience booster fatigue. We're telling people in PSAs and through the media that we need to give people multiple boosters. But one panelist expressed concern about booster fatigue and said that multiple boosters give the impression that vaccines aren't effective. I mean, if the vaccines really work, then why are we telling people, well, you need a booster? Well, according to a study in Israel, antibody levels after a fourth dose returned quickly to levels seen after a third dose. So they may be a temporary benefit. They may protect, to some degree, people who are at high risk, the elderly, people with so-called comorbidities, diabetes, severe obesity, cardiovascular disease. These people might be in trouble if they catch even a minor variant of COVID. But it turns out that a lot of people, and I've heard this from patients, I've heard this anecdotally, even family members have told me that they're really knocked out after a booster. One of the hosts on this radio station actually said, he called in to say, you know, maybe put on a tape today because I'm not feeling so good after my booster. I'm not sure I can get on. So boosters, you know, part of a problem is that we keep doing the same boosters for a disease that has changed. And so in the face of variants, what they say now is that they need to formulate better vaccines if they're going to go the vaccine route, because people, it's not going to put up with it. A lot of people note that, yeah, I took the booster dutifully, and I still got sick, and I was fairly sick. So, well, small consolation that you weren't hospitalized, you didn't die. But in the face of decreased levels of hospitalization and death, it's hard to sustain a mask mandate, and it's hard to convince everyone that they need to take a booster, unless it's mandatory. What's going on in China? Really nuts. They're locking down entire major cities of tens of millions of people. They're forcing people to stay in their apartments. They're allowing them to emerge for daily PCR tests. And then they have to go back to their apartment. They have having tremendous food shortages because it's impossible to deliver the food that people need as they experience lockdown. And another COVID-related story that I'll share with you in a moment. Patients report a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms after taking the highly touted antiviral medication Paxlovid. That's the Pfizer medication that promises to stop COVID in its tracks. Well, some new disturbing trends are emerging around the COVID pill. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. You can call in a question or an opinion. Say you have a question about masks, boosters, mandates. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor-formulated with recovery-supporting ingredients, including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Other companies might deliver a lot of hay. ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
four out of five employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In that newsletter last week, I took a look at the implications of the Ukraine invasion for Russian health, which is already on the ropes, and the invasion is going to strain the resources of an already burdened healthcare system to a breaking point. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Next week, we're going to take a look at tricky triglycerides. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And there are now antiviral pills, molnupiravir from Merck and Paxlovid from Pfizer, and the idea is that if you test positive for COVID, you should immediately take the pills because the pills stop COVID dead in its tracks. They're potent antivirals. One of the problems with molnupiravir is that it can't be given to young kids or pregnant women because it seems to affect the DNA. That's not so savory. And when it comes to Paxlovid, there's a whole raft of medications that you can't be on when you take Paxlovid because it affects the metabolism of those medications. And unfortunately, the very people who may need to take Paxlovid, people who are at risk, are older. They may be on three or four or five different medications. They have comorbidities, so-called. And so they got to stop their medications? Well, that's not such a great idea. So there's a new problem associated with Paxlovid. And, you know, I'm going to say right up front, it's not yet confirmed, but it's of sufficient concern to merit additional study and a report in the Boston Globe. Headline, a puzzling phenomenon. Patients report a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms after taking the antiviral Paxlovid. So they test positive, they take the Paxlovid, they feel better rapidly, but they're only supposed to take the Paxlovid for 5 days. And what happens is after finishing their 5-day course of treatment, they feel better and they test negative on an at-home rapid test. They then start to feel sick, and then they test positive a few days later. So it's not really clear what's going on. Is it that Paxlovid temporarily suppresses the virus only to allow it to come roaring back later? That is being investigated. Maybe some people just need to take the medicine longer to mount a more effective antiviral response. So, yeah, that's currently under investigation. 877-726-8255. And now on the anti-aging front, there's some new information. As you know, it's important to me that supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of aging healthfully. That includes PQQ, glutathione, and alpha-lipoic acid. PQQ is interesting because it helps support your heart and brain function and promotes robust cellular energy production. Glutathione is the body's premier antioxidant and detoxifier. And alpha-lipoic acid helps maintain your neural health, the nerves in your brain, and helps preserve optimal blood flow. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to neutralizing free radicals and protecting us from oxidative stress as we age. And they're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order. Okay, so when we talk about all these measures that we're undertaking to slow the virus and to attempt to reach zero COVID, as is now, there's a great experiment unfolding in China, zero COVID. How's that working out for them? Well, we'll see. Other countries with less stringent measures had a lot of COVID in the beginning, but now have vanishingly few cases of COVID because the vast majority of the population has been exposed. And vaccine campaigns have also helped. But the strict lockdown measures, we have to weigh them, not just in terms of their impact on COVID, but their impact on the economy and on the well-being of the populace. And there's a couple of studies that just came in. Headline: stricter pandemic policies took toll on mental health. You think? Okay. People's mental health suffered when strict COVID-19 control measures were put in place by their governments, according to two new studies. They looked at the government response, which included school closures, workplace closures, cancellation of public events, restrictions on gatherings, public transportation closures, stay-at-home requirements, restrictions to domestic travel and international travel restrictions. And they found that they were tied to greater psychological distress scores and lower life evaluations. So, yeah, when it comes to the big picture, were countries that enacted strict lockdowns better off? Clearly not in terms of the mental health of their populace. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you not only during the program, but also 24-7, 365. So if you have a question, you can call 877-726-8255 and record it. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I wondered if you had any advice on helping with anemia. I've been taking iron pills for 3 weeks now, but I haven't noticed any change in my energy level. Just an aside, I wondered if there's any harm in eating raw sweet potatoes. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about anemia. It's not clear to me whether this caller has had a medical workup to determine the cause of her anemia, because the most common cause of anemia is iron deficiency anemia, but there are many other types of anemia that are related to other nutrients or sometimes not related to nutrients at all, and sometimes can occasion a need for GI workup to make sure there's no gastrointestinal bleeding or bleeding from the intestine. And then there's, as one ages, sometimes there is a type of anemia where you can take all the iron in the world, and it's not going to help your tired bone marrow to manufacture more red blood cells. But anyway, if indeed it's iron deficiency anemia, here's how that works. It takes 120 days to build an entire new population of red blood cells. So if you're taking iron for energy, and indeed it's the right thing to do because you were deficient in iron and that's the cause of your anemia, then you need to wait for about 3 or 4 months to see if that bolsters your red blood cell count, which should make you feel better and less tired. But then there are many other causes for fatigue. There could be anemia, but there could be other things going on that are causing the fatigue. So it's not clear to me that the iron pills are going to work. And, you know, without additional information about this patient, I can't say whether it's a good idea. It's sometimes even a bad idea to take iron pills on the theory that, oh, yeah, you know, Popeye ate his spinach. Spinach is rich in iron. And he, you know, grew big muscles and beat up Pluto. You know, it doesn't always work that way. And iron can be something that overloads your system, too. In some people, taking extra iron can be harmful. So you got to have a better sense of what's going on and do a proper workup. Okay, so when it comes to eating raw sweet potato, I did a little research on that subject, and there's not a serious downside in eating raw sweet potato. The only problem with raw sweet potato is that it's a high source of oxalates. So people with kidney stones, or a type of arthritis that's associated with high oxalate levels, they need to avoid excess oxalates like you get from rhubarb and certain green leaf vegetables and foods like sweet potato. Now, when it comes to sweet potato versus yams, it turns out that a lot of the things that are called yams in the grocery store are actually variants on sweet potatoes. Yams are actually relatively uncommon in regular Western supermarkets. You can get them in sort of Asian specialty stores. And those you got to watch out for when you eat them raw because they contain various substances that can be toxic. And they even have a bit of a hormonal effect. It's actually, in certain studies, it's been found that a high intake of yams helps women who suffer from PMS. Why? Because yams are a source of natural progesterone. And indeed, in the early days of the pharmaceutical industry making hormone pills, they cornered the market on yams and refined them and processed them in a way to release the hormones that were present in the yams. But, you know, in ordinary supermarket shopping, you're likely to come across things that are called yams. They aren't necessarily yams. Some people take raw sweet potato, cut out slices, and throw it in a blender. And that's, you know, not entirely a bad idea. That can be okay. And it has nothing to do with anemia. It's not likely to make you go low in your blood counts. All right. When it comes to energy, you know, there's a lot more to it than just taking iron pills. And I've got some exciting news from our friends at NT Factor. You've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Well, now, there's new cutting-edge research that shows something quite remarkable. NT Factor also enhances your body's ability to absorb other nutrients. The bioavailability of nutrients when combined with NT Factor formulations results in increased absorption and transport through intestinal epithelial cells compared with the nutrients without added NT Factor lipids. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production, plus NT Factor promotes nutrient bioavailability. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribed it for my patients. And you can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, so I was planning to talk about this, and just as I was about to talk about it, during the breaks here, we have a TV on in my studio, and it's on mute. But sometimes during the commercial breaks, I turn on the sound, and I'm watching one of those 24-hour cable shows that broadcast all manner of news. And then there's a little health hit on a study that looks at what's called time-restricted eating, which means that you confine your eating to a certain number of hours per day. And according to various formulas, it's 16 hours of non-eating versus 8 hours of eating. You know, it's a narrow window of eating. Now, most Americans, maybe they have breakfast at, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock, and they keep eating through the day. They have snacks. They have, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between. And then maybe they have a little something extra, you know, bedtime snack. So that's kind of the reverse of time-restricted eating, because it's instead of 16 hours of fasting and 8 hours of eating, it's, you know, virtually 14 hours of eating and 10 hours of not eating, maybe even less. But so they did a study, and the study purports to show that whether you are on just a regular calorie-restricted diet, there's no question calorie-restricted diet helps you lose weight, okay? But if you combine the same calorie restriction with time restriction, will that help you lose more weight? And according to the headlines and according to that health hit that I just saw, kind of dumbed down, you know, 30 seconds, don't bother with the time-restricted eating because it won't help you lose more weight. That was the bottom line of the study. Well, I had the study in front of me here, and that's not at all what it says. And I'll tell you why the journos got it wrong in interpreting the results of the study. Because, you know, and I have a news article here, which says, condensing a calorie-restricted diet into an 8-hour window during the day didn't do much to bolster weight loss, a randomized trial found. Well, this study was done in China, and it turns out that the people who were in this study, they already were on a pretty good regimen because they were somewhat into time-restricted eating. They ate for 10 hours, and they fasted for 14 hours. So they compared folks who had a 10-hour window of eating to folks who had only an 8-hour window of eating over a period of a year. And what they found is that there really wasn't that much difference in terms of weight loss. It wasn't, and this is an important word, it wasn't statistically significant, because in studies, even if there's a difference, it has to be statistically significant. But then I looked at the actual data, and with the time-restricted and calorie-restricted diet, the folks lost 8 kilograms, which is 17.5 pounds, and with just the calorie restriction, they lost 14 pounds. So if you were given a choice of two diet plans where on one diet plan you could lose 17.5 pounds versus another diet plan where you could lose 14 pounds, the choice would be obvious, right? You'd say, I'd take that extra 3.5 pounds. That can make a difference. In this study, quote, it was not statistically significant. Also, some other interesting findings that they didn't have time to talk about in a little hit on TV for 30 seconds, but they found that in terms of BMI, body mass index, minus 2.9 for time and calorie restricted versus just minus 2.3 for calorie restricted, so significant difference. Waist circumference, with the time restriction, 3.5 inches reduction in waist circumference versus 2.75 inches. Not that much, but, you know, it's about a belt size, right? Body fat mass, that's important. The time-restricted eaters lost 13 pounds versus the just restricted eaters, 10 pounds. Body fat percentage went from went down minus 4.3% with the time restriction versus just 3%, which is the calorie restriction. The area of abdominal visceral fat, that's belly fat. That's internal fat. We'll get to belly fat. And that's very important metabolically. Minus 26 square centimeters versus minus 21 square centimeters. Significant difference, in my opinion. The area of abdominal belly fat, that's subcutaneous fat, that's your spare tire, minus 53 centimeters squared versus 37 square centimeters. 53 versus 37. So that's 20 inches versus 15 inches of belly fat removal with the time restriction. Clearly, the time restriction, it made a difference. Also, the time restriction showed improvements in LDL cholesterol and what's called two-hour postprandial glucose levels after a meal. So, this is journalistic malpractice, the way they're reporting it. Clearly, there is a beneficial effect of time-restricted eating. And especially, you know, in the study, you go from 10 hours to 8 hours of restriction. Most Americans don't have 10 hours of restriction. Maybe they've got, 14 hours of restriction because they're eating all day long. They have 14 hours of eating, that is, not restriction. So there you have it. The study, it clearly misinterpreted in the way that the press is relating the story. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Now,
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You want to join us, you can call 877-726-8255. We'll put you right on the air and you can pose a question. Bad medicine. It's not just a song by Bon Jovi. It's a real thing. And when it comes to COVID, there's been a lot of bad medicine, a lot of fraud, a lot of efforts to reclaim funds that were fraudulently expropriated for COVID. There was a lot of money sloshing around. Where there's a lot of money sloshing around, there's going to be a lot of fraud. And here's an example of one of the scams. L.A. company faked COVID test results, authorities allege. A company accused of handing out fake results for hundreds of coronavirus tests will pay more than $20 million in restitution. A company called Same Day Technologies, that's important because they purported to be able to turn around test results real quick. Get your results in just a day. And we're talking about not just the rapid tests, which you can get in a day, but the PCR tests, which sometimes take 48 hours or 72 hours. It's kind of a drag if you're planning to go somewhere and you need a test result. So you pay extra, in this case, $195, to get your test results within 24 hours. But what happened was the labs that were processing the tests couldn't turn around the test results that quickly. And so the CEO of the company, Chief Executive Felix Huttenbach, said, just send them fake results. Tell them they're negative. Well, some of them turned out to be positive, and that's a hazard to the patients themselves and to the people that they might come into contact with after they were erroneously told that their tests were negative. The company agreed to pay $22.5 million. And so They got busted. They also engaged in health insurance fraud because to rack up more insurance claims, same day set up a virtual call center for physicians who were supposed to do roughly 100 consultations a day. So they called people up and they said, hey, your test results are negative. Okay, you know, have a nice day. And then they billed people for a doctor consultation, which was a scam. And here's another one. Health system on the hook for $22 million. $22 million seems to be the sweet spot here. A Providence hospital system agreed to pay $22.7 million to settle allegations that two of its neurosurgeons falsely billed federal health care programs, i.e. Medicare and Medicaid, for medically unnecessary spine surgeries. This came to the attention of one of their fellow doctors who expressed concerns that two physicians there, by the way, Providence, based in Rhode Island, has 51 hospitals in seven states. And so they had two star surgeons who were doing lots of spine surgery, which was very lucrative for the hospital. And one of their, a whistleblower, a fellow doctor, expressed concerns that they were endangering patients, performing surgeries that resulted in complications, conducting surgeries on patients when they were not appropriate, which, you know, happens a lot in back surgery. It's like, okay, let's whisk into back surgery before trying out a lot of the less invasive measures, and also failure to document their procedures. So they even operated on incorrect spinal sections, which then required a second emergency remedial surgery. What did they do? They did a fusion on L3, L4 instead of L4, L5. That could be a critical mistake. And so of interest is that although the two doctors resigned from their positions after their suspensions, one of them has had his medical license restricted in Washington State and Michigan, but he remains active in Indiana and Ohio. So he's not been completely defrocked. Another of the physicians implicated in this, his medical license remains active, even in Washington, where the surgeries were performed, and in Michigan. And no actions have been taken by state medical boards. So, medical mayhem is often unleashed on unsuspecting patients, and the government and the insurance companies pay the tab, and you ultimately pick up the tab. 877-726-8255, our number, and you can call in with questions or comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots more coming up next hour. Stay with us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The Trump Organization and its longtime finance chief will stand trial in October on tax fraud charges.
A New York judge scheduled jury selection for October 24th in the long-running criminal investigation into Donald Trump's business practices. The judge denied requests to throw out the case. The Trump Organization faces allegations that it gave CFO Alan Weisselberg more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation. According to the judge, the evidence presented to the grand jury was legally sufficient to support the charges in the indictment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A delegation of American lawmakers arrived in Taiwan just 12 days after a visit by House Speaker Pelosi that angered China, which responded in kind by sending missiles, warships, and warplanes into the seas and air around Taiwan. The American Institute in Taiwan said the five-member delegation led by Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts is part of a visit to Asia. Arizona officials have found a way to temporarily close a 1,000-foot gap in the U.S. border wall near Yuma.
They're utilizing a double layer of shipping containers to act as a barrier to stop migrant crossings and adding an additional 4 feet of razor wire on top, according to Governor Doug Ducey's office. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection isn't commenting on Friday's activities, which took place on federal land. Arizona says the Biden administration hasn't followed through on promises to block the area. Even though the project was reportedly open for bids this week, that process could take months. George Williams reporting.
Salman Rushdie's agent says the author is on the road to recovery 2 days after suffering serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. The 75-year-old suffered a damaged liver, several nerves in severed nerves in an arm, and an eye that he's likely to lose. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services in Egypt's capital today, quickly filling it with thick black smoke, killing 41 worshippers, including at least 15 children. The latest from Ken Lorand.
Witnesses say several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors of the church to try to escape the intense flames. Weeping families waited outside for word about relatives who were inside the church. Others waited at nearby hospitals where the victims were taken. Footage from the scene, circulated online, showed burned furniture, including wooden tables and chairs.
The cause of the blaze at the church in a working-class neighborhood was not immediately known. An initial investigation pointed to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. If you're in a New York prison, you can forget about getting cookies from Grandma.
As part of an effort to keep illegal drugs and other contraband away from prisoners, the state is taking away a simple pleasure of life behind bars. It will no longer let people send inmates care packages from home. Under the new policy, friends and family are not allowed to deliver packages in person during prison visits. They also will not be allowed to mail boxes of goodies unless those come directly from third-party vendors. Jason Walker reporting.
The Brad Pitt action film Bullet Train led all movies and ticket sales for a second straight weekend, while A Quiet Spell in theaters and incredible staying power allowed Top Gun Maverick to rocket back into third place in its 12th week of release. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your senior care consultant, I really appreciate you tuning in. We have an excellent program for you here today, and you didn't know it, but guess what? Today is a very special episode of Senior Care Live because we are recognizing and celebrating the 20th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. That's right. That's right. You heard that right. 20 years. Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. And a standing ovation, that's a little bit much, isn't it? All right. Hey, you know what, though? I'll take a standing ovation for that one. 20 years. So many people 20 years ago said, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good idea, but, you know, no one's ever heard of anything like what you're going to be offering. So you're going to be rowing that boat uphill, right? As they say. So, let me just back up and share a little bit of my story with you and exactly how did I come up with the services offered by Senior Care Consulting. And again, if you want more information about my firm, just check out seniorcareconsulting.com. And I talk about the services quite a bit on the program. It's just something I'm really proud of. In 20 years, it hasn't really hit me yet. It doesn't seem like 20 years. Okay, so let's back up. So the vast majority of my adult career has been working in senior care and a lot of different levels and a lot of different job responsibilities, et cetera. It's always been on the business side. I am not a clinician. I married a registered nurse. She is a clinician, but I've always been on the administrative side, business development, sales marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, operations, et cetera. So I started delivering medical equipment and supplies in college just as a part-time job, and unexpectedly, I was a broke college kid, needed a great part-time job that I could work around my studies, and I unexpectedly and wonderfully fell in love with serving seniors, and it wasn't something I was looking for. I think it found me. And so ever since then, I have been a director of a home care company. So it was private duty nursing in home care, everything from non-skilled companion sitters all the way up through high tech registered nurses, from a few hours a day to 24 hour care and some really medically complex high level of care. I really enjoyed that. I've operated a Medicare certified home health agency. I've operated IV therapy companies. I have been an administrator of assisted living communities, memory care communities, long-term care communities, you name it, and I have been involved in it all sorts of levels. I've been, you know, local, I've been regional, I've had, you know, VP levels, president levels, national, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it just goes on, and I skipped a whole bunch in there. That's my super abbreviated resume. How about that? But so I love working in the area of senior care. I love serving seniors either directly or helping their families. And many, many years ago, as you can imagine, I helped my own grandparents transition from their home to, and at that time, what they needed was assisted living. They needed an assisted living community. And so this is just kind of how I handled it. So remember, I've been an administrator, so I probably look at this differently than most people. And so I thought, well, first of all, it broke my heart that they were not going to be able to stay in their home. And so I thought, you know, if I have to look for some places, then I'm not falling for the closest one. Usually the closest one, obviously the most convenient because it's nearby, but almost always, that's not your best fit. You might get lucky, but usually, right? So I'm not falling for that. I'm not falling for the prettiest one, because guess what I learned a long time ago? Pretty does not provide care. People provide care. So it's not about the pretty. You can be impressed with the pretty. They may have good care at the pretty, but pretty does not provide care. Okay, that's a Steve-ism. Maybe I should quote that and copyright that. But anyway, pretty doesn't provide care. And guess what? I was darn sure not going to be pressured by an overzealous salesperson trying to close the deal, right? So you're not closing me. Okay, provide the information, I'll make my own decision. And so here's how I thought it should go. I did some research, I identified my top three places, and I went out, and then guess what? I have questions for you. So with my administrator's glasses on, I went in and I asked a lot of detailed questions. You know, that had to do with personnel and track record and staffing ratios and state survey results, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I went in, gathered the information, and I chose the place that I believed was the best fit for my grandparents. And we moved there. They received great care for the remaining 2 years of their lives, and they were able to age in place there and get good care. So it was through that experience, clear back in 2001, I can't believe that. Now that does seem like a long time ago if you say that, but it was through that experience that I started senior care consulting in 2002 in an effort to help other families very specifically. This is a niche service, right? So very specifically through that search and selection process to help them get it right. And I helped them in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. Okay, so when senior care consulting, when we work with a family, the first step is we need to know about your situation. Everyone's situation is unique to them. And sure, there may be some similarities to other individuals or families, but it is your story, so it is unique to you. So I developed over the years and created a proprietary geriatric care assessment tool. I ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information about the person need or the couple. I work with lots of couples as well, but I need to know what we're looking for. And so this helps me create a very detailed description of exactly what we're looking for. And then I research the entire marketplace and I narrow it to our top three communities meeting our exact needs. They check all the boxes. And then we'll go out together and we'll take a tour. And we'll take a walk through the top three places together. We'll meet some people. We'll see everything we need to see. And then I ask a lot of questions. And again, a lot of detailed questions that frankly most people would never know to ask. So this last week, I was touring with some clients, and I had a couple of the individuals we met with saying, that is a phenomenal question. I've as long as I've worked in this business, no one's ever asked me that question, but that is a great question. And she looked at my clients and she said, you're really lucky to have him shepherding you and walking with you through this path to help you make your best decision possible. You're really lucky to have met Steve. So I just took that as a tremendous compliment. But so we'll go through. We'll see everything you need to see. Meet some good people, ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information. We're done in just a few hours. So it saves my clients a ridiculous amount of time. People are spending 50 to 100 hours running around trying to do their homework. They're trying to get it right. My clients spend 4 or 5 hours and boom, they're done. So it's a big time saver. But when we're finished, I produce a report that has every question asked, every piece of information discovered. I calculate their exact staffing ratios. I report to my clients what was found in the most recent surprise health inspection performed by the state. I mean, there is a ton of information about the top three places meeting their exact needs as driven by a comprehensive geriatric care assessment. And now my clients are in the best possible position to make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. And that is really what it is all about. I'll talk about our business model coming up. Just the short version of that is we work with a reasonable flat fee for service model. We are paid directly by our clients. We do not receive one single penny from any care provider out there, and I'm going to reference this later on in the program and why that makes us very, very unique and very different than some other, you know, quote-unquote competitors out there in the market. But I'm going to talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. But first, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Consulting has been in business for A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, D, 25 years, or E, none of the above. The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Those in the market for a lightweight laptop need not look any further than the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED, a stunningly thin and only 2.43-pound computer that makes it the world's lightest 13.3-inch, 2.8K OLED laptop. Yes, an OLED screen, just like you may see in today's premium television. But this is an elegant laptop powered by an AMD Ryzen processor, Radeon graphics, and solid-state storage. This all-metal Asus ZenBook, model number UM5302, is finished in a sophisticated ponder blue color, which helps it stand out in a coffee shop, airport lounge, or hotel lobby. Immersive multi-dimensional sound is powered by a Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos audio system and features Asus AI noise cancellation technology for clearer audio during video calls. Learn more about the ZenBook S13 OLED at asus.com/US.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you were listening earlier, you'll know this. And if not, I wonder what your guess is here. We'll check it out. Senior Care Consulting, that's my firm, Senior Care Consulting, has been in business for A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, D, 25 years, or E, none of the above. And the answer is E, none of the above. That's right. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live, where today we're recognizing and celebrating the 20th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. How about that? Okay, and then this is what we call, this is a little inside lingo. We call this a teaser in the business. You never know about Senior Care Consulting. Right now, obviously the majority of our clients are in the Kansas City, the extended KC metro area, but you just never know when a Senior Care Consulting office may open in a location near you. How's that for a teaser? All right, so let's move on. So hopefully you appreciate the origination of Senior Care Consulting. So again, working with seniors kind of found me. I fell in love with working with seniors. I helped my own grandparents through one of the most difficult times in their entire lives. My grandparents, you know, trying to find a place that you could trust to provide great care for them. And again, it broke my heart that they could no longer stay in their home. It's the only home I can possibly remember. And we had the best of times over at my grandparents' house. So it was heartbreaking. So I took that very, very seriously. I did my homework, some in-depth research, some phenomenal questions, gathered my information, and I made a choice with confidence, and I moved forward. And I never regretted that choice. They did a great job for my grandparents, and they were able to live out the rest of their lives at that assisted living community. All right, and so all of that turned into Senior Care Consulting, helping other families through that, and again, very narrow, focused, niche type of a service highly customized to each individual that we work with, very in-depth, but helping them through that search and selection process when considering moving from your home to a senior care community at any level, whether someone's moving to assisted living, long-term care. We may need memory care today. We may need memory care down the road. Many people are now talking to me about moving from home to a continuing care retirement community that will have all of the above. Okay, so I love what I do. It's so fulfilling. Again, helping people in their greatest time of need, and the business model of Senior Care Consulting, I like to call it a placement service with integrity. And that'll make more sense coming up here later in the program. But let's first review the pricing models of assisted living, the assisted living level of care. Okay, so first of all, if you're new to the program, I've reviewed this many times in the past, but I'll just give a very quick review. That's not the focus of today. But assisted living is a social model. It is not a medical model. The vast majority of them are a social model that can help you with your activities of daily living, and they can help you with a lot of things. And it's just a wonderful level of care. For so many people. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They can help you use the toilet. They'll distribute your medications. They can help you manage your incontinence to a point. Some won't help much. Some will help a lot. So you have a big variance on, you know, some places lean toward the lighter side of care. Some will bend over backwards and to try to keep you out of a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. They want to try to help you remain at this nice assisted living community. And they'll bend over backwards to keep you there and offer a very high level of care and everything in between. Is a full slate of social activities for meaningful, you know, social engagement. Most places, physicians will come in and see you at your home, your assisted living apartment. There's transportation to see other medical professionals and physicians away from the community. So they make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. I could go on and on and on. But the assisted living level of care is just a great, great fit for a lot of folks. So, first of all, I think the most common pricing model is going to be a base plus a level of care. So they might charge, I looked at several places this past couple of weeks with multiple clients. So say a base of like $5,200. One was like $5,800 in that neighborhood, and that was a base charge, and then plus a level of care charge. And what that is if you need a little bit of help, you might add a level of care one. If you need more than that, it might be an add-on of a level of care two charge. If you need a lot of care, maybe a level of care three. This is not standardized at all. You could have, I met with some places that had two levels of care. One had three levels of care, one had five levels of care. Okay, but the point is, if you need just a little bit of help, you're going to be paying less than someone else needing a tremendous amount of help, plus your base charge. Some places are a flat fee for service. And what that is, you know, you come in and I'm just giving you a basic example, assisted living, a one-bedroom apartment that costs $6,200, and it's just flat. It covers everything. There's no sliding scale level of care charge over and above a base charge. It's just $6,200. So, you might be overpaying a little bit for the help that you need, and then as you age, the concept is that as you age in place and you need more and more care, it's still $6,200. Maybe you're underpaying later on. Okay, but a lot of my clients really like that flat fee for service for budgeting purposes because they know every month, boom, this is my cost, maybe plus a couple of incidentals, but they know pretty much what the cost will be. The third, and I would say the least common, although I'm seeing this a little more here lately, it's a base charge, so say $5,200, whatever the number is, plus a la carte, and that could be an extra $300 or $400 all the way up to an extra, you know, $3,000 or $4,000. And so everything that you need help with, they'll assign a point value to, and then that will translate into a level of care charge. So they're being very, very detail-oriented and very specific on exactly what to charge you. Now, a lot of my clients don't like that because, you know, it could be more next month, and then you're like, well, what changed between last month and this month? So, but on the fairness factor, this is pretty fair. You're paying for exactly what you are using and what you need. So hopefully that helps out. Base plus level of care model is the most common, the second most common, flat fee for service, and the third, base plus an a la carte point system, and those are the three most common assisted living pricing models. And coming up next, I'm going to have a consumer alert that you do not want to miss.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Safety first, packing your psychological first aid kit. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Psychological bumps and bruises are a dime a dozen. You encounter them frequently, and for the most part, you've learned to just deal with them. But just as untreated physical cuts can become scars, so too can untreated psychological issues become emotional scars. So what can you do? I say, carry with you a psychological first aid kit. And the most essential tool you can put in your new kit is self-talk. Because the more you can speak accurately and effectively to yourself, the more likely you are to treat any psychological bruises that arise with the best possible care. The more you deal well with whatever comes your way, the less likely it is to leave behind emotional scars. So pack healthy self-talk in your psychological first aid kit and take it with you everywhere, because you never know when psychological bumps and bruises might happen. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so I talked about Senior Care Consulting being a placement service with integrity, because we're complete 100% ethical. We operate our business the right way. We treat people the right way. I could talk about this topic for hours and hours. I'm just going to go for a few minutes today. But I'm going to provide a consumer alert, and I'm going to basically inform you about how these free referral services work. So there's no doubt, I think most people have probably heard about a free referral service where, you know, we can help you, find a senior care community for your loved one, et cetera, et cetera. And we're free. Well, guess what? I understand that F word, free. That's a very powerful word, especially with the 9.1% inflation and gas being ridiculous and all that stuff. Free is very attractive. There's no doubt about it. Okay? And these free, and I'm putting up my air quotes, free referral services, they're popping up like weeds all around the country. And I'm getting questions from all kinds of people like, well, Steve, how do these free referral services really work? I mean, if it's free, isn't there a catch somewhere? And how would I know if a particular service is like what you've explained or described on the radio? I spoke with a representative the other day, and they were just so nice. It's just hard to believe that they work in the exact manner that you have described. So I say, well, of course they're nice because you represent their car payment. Actually, with as much money as they're getting paid, you represent about 3 months of their house payment. Okay, of course they're nice. Of course they're nice. So don't be swayed by that. So I'm going to let you know how these free referral services work, and then I'll give a very simple way for you to determine if they're like what I'm describing. So here's how they work. They get paid for their sales and marketing efforts, and they get paid by the places they recommend. Okay? So I highly recommend this place, Mr. Jones. It's really good for you. Okay. They kind of forget to mention that they're going to get about a $6,000 kickback for that recommendation. They're nothing more than sales representatives. 100% commission sales representatives working for a limited number of communities willing to pay their exorbitant fees. I'll talk more about that later, too. So they'll run around town knocking on all of the doors of all the senior care communities, independent living, assisted living, memory care, nursing homes, and now some even hit up the home care companies and try to sign them up as well. Because, again, they're just out there selling. Sell, sell, sell. I heard one of my clients said, he was talking to someone else, but he said, you know, they have the ABCs down, always be closing. Well, that's what these people do. They're constantly selling and closing. So they'll say something like this to any community in their neighborhood or in their location. Hello, insert any and all senior care communities here. I'm so-and-so with insert free referral service here. We're really good at sales and marketing, and we would love to partner with you and enter into a business relationship with you. And here's what we can do for you. With all of our sales and marketing efforts, we will develop leads. You're the lead, by the way. And then we will send that lead to you. Now, some may be needing care immediately. Some may just be looking. But you will follow up with that lead, and then it's up to you to get them in the door. You'll give them a tour, and then you will close them. You're going to close the deal. You're the deal, by the way. That's up to you. But if our lead chooses your place, then I'll have my handout, and you will owe us. And most of them are 100% of the first month's cost. So let me say this. Most assisted living communities are anywhere from, I'd say, $5,000 would be on the lower end of it, to $8,000, $9,000 a month. So in that case, they get a check for 100% of that first month's cost. If you're a great negotiator, might be 50% if you give them a lot of volume. If you're a terrible negotiator with low volume, you may have to pay them 150% of the first month's rent. Is that a deal, Mr. Community? And guess what? Believe it or not, a lot of these places will sign up. So here are a few major issues with this model. When the senior care community gets a lead from their business partner, that's the free referral service, then the sales and marketing representatives, they're all competing with several other places and several other marketing representatives that also got the same lead at the exact same time. And again, that lead is you. So it is quite literally a race to see who can get to you first. Now, some of these referral services, actually, I have read this with my own eyes, available to the public on the internet. Some of these referral services actually train their business partners, the senior care communities, that the first one to the lead closes a much higher percentage than if you wait, even an hour or two. Pretty neat, huh? They also train their business partners to upsell you and to move you out of your stated budget and spend more. Good for them, but is it good for you? So you could have 10, 15 aggressive sales representatives all just pouncing on you immediately. Your phone will explode with phone calls. And they'll continue calling you even if you ask them to stop. If you don't believe that, read some of the Better Business Bureau's, Better Business Bureau complaints about some of these. And these, again, this is all publicly available. So, that's how I know that. Okay? They'll try to convince you to choose their place, even if it's not absolutely the best fit for you, because after all, they're just trying to make a sale. They don't really care. They're trying to make a sale. 100% sales commission. That's it. And do you think you're going to hear about any other place that may actually be a better fit if it isn't on their list? Because after all, they wouldn't get paid for that, would they? They get paid when you choose a place on their short, incomplete list of business partners. And these free referral services, they do not contract with every available provider. There are many excellent providers, and they are not willing to enter that pay-to-play game. Okay? So here's how you can tell The free referral services work like I just described. Ask them one simple question. What do you charge for your service? That's it. And then just be quiet. Let them talk. If they say, we're free or there's no charge, then you know. That's how you know. If it's free to you, then they're getting paid somewhere else. And guess who's paying them? Their business partners, the facilities. So they get paid by the places they recommend. They get kickbacks of thousands and thousands of dollars to strongly recommend the place for you. You see any conflict of interest there? I won't have anything to do with that senior care consulting. I never have and I never will. Haven't received a penny from any senior care provider out there. Not one penny. So, you see, the free referral services work for their business partners, the care communities, not for you. And they don't work for you. That's why they're free. If they worked for you, they'd be charging for their services. So, just imagine getting kickbacks from the very places they recommend. Is that in your best interest or in theirs? I think the answer is just incredibly obvious.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, so coming up here shortly, I'm going to tag on to that Consumer Alert. And there are just some very, very, very interesting developments happening out in the marketplace, and I can feel the tide is finally starting to turn, just like I predicted it would many, many years ago. So you're not going to want to miss that one.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join
join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Actually, common sense.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
It's not glitzy or action-packed. It doesn't have amazing graphics or sound. But what it is challenging, fun, and free. It's Wordle, now owned by the New York Times. Dan Ackerman, editorial director for computers and gaming at CNET, explains why people love it.
It's this little viral sensation that popped up, and in the best viral way, it's completely non-commercial. It's not something a big company cooked up to try to get people hooked. It's just a little word game a guy made for a friend of his. Browser-based is not an app. It's not a game you buy somewhere. And he just puts up one word a day that you have to guess, and there's, you know, rules about guessing the letters and which ones are in the right place and wrong place. And it's just the simplest thing, and I think people liked it because it wasn't trying to sell you anything. It wasn't trying to get you to sign up for a newsletter. And I think that's why it's so awesome.
Today's Wordle is waiting for you at nytimes.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so obviously today is a very special episode. I can't believe it. We're recognizing and celebrating the 20th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I'm so proud of what we do and all of the people, individuals, families, oh my goodness, that we've helped over all of these years. And I'll tell you what, we're a placement service with integrity. We operate our business ethically. We operate with a reasonable flat fee for service. Our clients retain us just like you'd retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. And for anyone out there working in the financial services area or familiar with that, just think of Senior Care Consulting as having a fiduciary approach. Okay, so we work absolutely in the best interest of our clients. We are completely unbiased. We are 100% objective. And guess what? I can sleep at night knowing that we're doing business ethically. We're doing business the right way. It is just incredible. And if you're some of these other type of services, operating that way, honestly, and I've heard so many stories to back this up of, well, they didn't tell me about this facility over here. They only told me about this one. You mean this other one might be a fit for my mom or my dad or my spouse? And I'm like, yes, they didn't show you a complete list because they didn't get paid by this other place. But guess what? That is actually an excellent option for your loved one. I've had to clean up I don't know how many messes over all of these years created by some of these free referral services, just completely botching it. Okay. So if you don't tell someone who's trusting you to help them find a placement, okay, if you don't tell them about a particular place because they don't give you your thousands of dollars in kickback, how do you sleep at night? How do you do that? I couldn't, and I won't. I've never had anything to do with that. Never received a penny. Never will. So two times last week, not once, but twice, I'm conducting research for some of my clients, and I'm calling around, and both happen to be assisted living level of care. Really nice places. Hi, I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting. I'm working with the Great Family and just wanted to visit with you, find out apartment availability, pricing, tell you a little bit about what we're looking for to see if we might have a fit. Oh, now, wait, no. Who are you with? Oh, Senior Care Consulting. I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to work with you. And I'm like, oh, well, why not? What's up? Well, we've discontinued all of our contracts. We're not working with any of the placement, the services out there, those free services. We don't do that anymore. And I'm like, really? Now that's really interesting. Tell me more about that. And they go on to say, well, our corporate office, we don't like it. We don't really want to be associated with it anymore. And, we're just not going to be able to help you. We're cutting ties with all of them. And I said, well, first of all, thank you for sharing that information with me. That makes me very happy. Second of all, let me explain to you the services provided by Senior Care Consulting. Because obviously these folks were new to the market and they didn't know Senior Care Consulting. They just lumped it in with all of these free referral services, and we are not. Absolutely not. So I explained to them very quickly how everything works. Business model, flat fee for service. And I said, so when Senior Care Consulting and our clients walk through your door, you don't have to hide your checkbook. We're not going to be hitting you up for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 in a kickback. Okay. There's no money exchanged. Our clients retained us to objectively walk them through this process and help them make one of the biggest decisions they'll ever make in their entire lifetime. And it was almost the identical conversation with both of these representatives from two different assisted living communities, and they were both part of very large quality national companies. Both of them said, wow, I can't believe that. What you do, I've never heard of such a thing. That is phenomenal. Oh, I absolutely love that. Yes, sir. We will talk to you. You can come in anytime, and I'll be glad to meet you and shake your hand. We're done with the free referral services. We also agree it is a conflict of interest, and we don't really want to be associated with that. And they were stunned. That's how far this free referral service, and there are a lot of them, okay, have just kind of taken over the entire market. When I first started in 2002, August 2002, people looked at me like, wow, that's a great idea. So not only was I, and it did not exist, at least where I was. So I was introducing myself, a new service, and then a whole new idea, a whole new process. So that took a long time to really build that and develop it. And then now I have all kinds of fun differentiating Senior Care Consulting from all of these free referral services. It takes me about 30 seconds, and they're like, oh, okay, yep, I get it. That's awesome. Come on in. Right? So I think the tide is turning. You just wait until you see exposure on like a 60 Minutes or something like that nationwide. You wait until you see the lawsuits that are being filed against these free referral services reach critical mass. I think the wheels are starting to come off of that whole entire process. I'm already seeing it. Literally. I'm already seeing that model starting to fail, and it could not make me more proud of Senior Care Consulting and the work that we do and the process that we help our clients and the way we go about our business. And again, you were saying, okay, Steve, you know, Senior Care Consulting, that sounds phenomenal, but, you know, I live in Florida, I live in Texas, I live in Minnesota, I live in, you know, Arizona, all these places. Well, again, as a little teaser, you never know when Senior Care Consulting may open business in a location near you. Right. So more on that. I'm going to invite you to stay tuned. And to my wife, my mother, my family, all of my business associates, all of my peers, everyone here at Odyssey, everyone I know, my friends at church, my pastor, everyone has just been so supportive of me over all of these 20 years. And again, I'm so proud to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. And God willing, we'll be able to be in business for another 20 years. And we can pray for that one, right? All right. So I thank you for being here today. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A bizarre incident near the U.S. Capitol.
Authorities say a 29-year-old Delaware man crashed his car into a barricade early Sunday morning. After the vehicle became engulfed in flames, the armed man fired several shots into the air as police approached before fatally shooting himself. In April 2021, a man drove a vehicle into two Capitol police officers at a checkpoint, killing one of them. No injuries to law enforcement were reported in this weekend's incident. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economic reports due for release this week will highlight retail sales and the housing market. On Monday, it's the National Association of Home Builders Home Builders Index. Tuesday, reports on building permits and housing starts last month. We'll also find out how retailers fared in July, with the retail sales numbers coming out on Wednesday. And along with weekly jobless claims Thursday, we'll get word on existing home sales, along with the leading economic indicators. Average price of gasoline now $4.10 a gallon, dropping 45 cents over the past 3 weeks. Fuel analyst Troby Lundberg says that's down a dollar over the past 9 weeks, but still 85 cents higher than a year ago.
At the low end in this sample is Baton Rouge at 338, and the high is San Francisco, 536. Between those, we have Miami, 379, Denver is 404, Philadelphia, 437, and Chicago, 482.
Publisher of the eponymous industry survey says the continued decline comes as crude oil costs also remain low. Lundberg adds the buck a gallon drop hasn't been enough to restore motorist demand, which is in retreat due to sustained high price levels. A violent weekend in Baltimore, two people dead, several others wounded from shootings early Sunday. The violence follows shootings Friday that left four men dead. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Authorities in Norway euthanized a walrus that had drawn crowds of spectators.
Officials in Oslo say the giant creature posed a risk to humans after becoming a very popular attraction in recent weeks. Animal control experts say the 1,300-pound female walrus, known affectionately as Freya, was loved by human beings. That, despite warnings from officials, people should refrain from getting too close. Some even tried to pose for pictures with the massive marine mammal. Finally, authorities say they had no choice but to put the walrus down. Jason Walker reporting.
A strong explosion at a fireworks storage area has torn through a popular market in Armenia's capital. The blast killed at least one person, injured 36 others, and set off a large fire. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A loud boom Saturday morning heard by some residents in Utah and Idaho.
So what was that sound? Officials conclude it may have been a meteor, which was heard around 8:30 local time. Some describe it as a loud booming sound, followed by a few seconds of rumbling. Utah's governor confirmed there was no evidence of an earthquake or military activity. However, the National Weather Service office in Salt Lake City said its lightning detection mapper likely picked up the meteor's trail flash, which officials believe a witness's video confirms. George Williams reporting.
A federal judge reinstated an Obama-era moratorium on coal leasing from federal lands. The moratorium was imposed under former President Obama, then scuttled under former President Trump. The Biden administration's reviewing the ruling, which requires government officials to complete a new environmental review of the leasing program before they can resume coal sales. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we would really like you to join us. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question live on the air, 877-726-8255. That's our number, 877-726-TALK, to join me and share a comment or pose a question. Lots of stuff on the agenda today. We're going to talk about microplastics and nanoparticles, how they are a potential threat to your health. Also, very interesting study looking at the effects of antidepressants, used by millions of Americans each year, tens of millions of prescriptions are written every year. And this study is the comprehensive evaluation of whether it has a serious impact on people's quality of life. 877-726-8255. Also, we're going to take a look at a new study that demonstrates that something called time-restricted eating, that means restricting your eating time into a very narrow window, well, according to the latest study, it doesn't make a difference in terms of weight loss, but wait, There's more. We're going to do a deep dive on that study. 877-726-8255. Okay. Well, we're still in the throes of COVID, but there's a lot of COVID confusion because, well, spending some time on Twitter sometimes makes me feel like I got to come out and take a shower because there's a lot of shouting and a lot of controversy. People extolling the lifting of the mask mandate on public transportation, on planes in particular, rejoicing that they'll no longer have to wear what they call a face rag, but also a lot of people expressing concern that they're not going to fly, that they kind of like the way that things are being handled in China even, that China takes it seriously, whereas we in the United States are complacent about the dangers of new variants. Well, there's some interesting stuff going on in Philadelphia. Philadelphia was one of the first cities to reinstate a mask mandate in the face of increasing cases of Omicron and the Omicron variant. There are now variants of the variant. So the latest is BA2. Well, that's not even the latest because now there's a subvariant of BA2. It's like BA2 2.0. And so a lot of people concerned that these variants are going to cause another surge. And so they wanted to get ahead of it. They created a mask mandate in Philadelphia. Well, lo and behold, after a mere 3 days, headline here, Philly lifts mask mandate hours after Mayor Jim Kenney defended it. The mask mandate was rescinded after only 3 days, 3 days after it went into effect. And so there's a lot of conflict between what the public wants, which is, by and large, the public's getting tired of wearing masks, let's face it. And the masks, not that efficacious, maybe somewhat efficacious, but certainly no perfect bulwark against getting COVID. And they're an encumbrance. And also a reminder, kind of a psychological reminder that COVID is still amongst us. And a lot of people are saying, let's just move on from COVID. Let's get rid of some of these restrictions, especially since masks, unless you're wearing a tight-fitting N95, don't seem to be doing all that much to stem the tide of COVID. So there's kind of a fight going on in Philadelphia, as there are across the country, because they've lifted the mask mandate federally, but they're still saying that, according to the CDC, that you probably should keep wearing a mask. Officials from the Philadelphia Department of Health, for example, have said that from the day the mandate was announced, they hoped it would be briefed, but they projected it being in place for weeks. And the mandate required people to wear masks at all indoor public settings, including businesses, offices, and gyms. It went into effect Monday, but it was rescinded by Thursday in the face of intense criticism from businesses and residents. And so there's so much for the mask mandate in Philadelphia, and so much for the mask mandate in the entire country of the U.S. because, well, it looks like mask mandates did not pass muster, according to the courts. It's going to be appealed. The Justice Department is launching an appeal, but it's unlikely that that appeal is going to fly. It's also unlikely that the public is going to be very happy with either outcome, because some people say, yay, masks, and other people are going to say, no way I'm going to wear a mask anymore. I'm done. There's news that the CDC convened a panel, and they coined a term, booster fatigue. And what they say is that they're concerned that people are going to experience booster fatigue. We're telling people in PSAs and through the media that we need to give people multiple boosters. But one panelist expressed concern about booster fatigue and said that multiple boosters give the impression that vaccines aren't effective. I mean, if the vaccines really work, then why are we telling people, well, you need a booster? Well, according to a study in Israel, antibody levels after a fourth dose returned quickly to levels seen after a third dose. So they may be a temporary benefit. They may protect, to some degree, people who are at high risk, the elderly, people with so-called comorbidities, diabetes, severe obesity, cardiovascular disease. These people might be in trouble if they catch even a minor variant of COVID. But it turns out that a lot of people, and I've heard this from patients, I've heard this anecdotally, even family members have told me that they're really knocked out after a booster. One of the hosts on this radio station actually said, he called in to say, you know, maybe put on a tape today because I'm not feeling so good after my booster. I'm not sure I can get on. So booster is, you know, part of a problem is that we keep doing the same boosters for a disease that has changed. And so in the face of variants, what they say now is that they need to formulate better vaccines if they're going to go the vaccine route, because people, it's not going to put up with it. A lot of people note that, yeah, I took the booster dutifully and I still got sick, and I was fairly sick. So, well, small consolation that you weren't hospitalized, you didn't die. But in the face of decreased levels of hospitalization and death, it's hard to sustain a mask mandate, and it's hard to convince everyone that they need to take a booster, unless it's mandatory. What's going on in China? Really nuts. They're locking down entire major cities of tens of millions of people. They're forcing people to stay in their apartments. They're allowing them to emerge for daily PCR tests, and then they have to go back to their apartment. They have having tremendous food shortages because it's impossible to deliver the food that people need as they experience lockdown. And another COVID-related story that I'll share with you in a moment. Patients report a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms after taking the highly touted antiviral medication Paxlovid. That's the Pfizer medication that promises to stop COVID in its tracks. Well, some new disturbing trends are emerging around the COVID pill. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. You can call in a question or an opinion. Say you have a question about masks, boosters, mandates. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Wait, never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In that newsletter last week, I took a look at the implications of the Ukraine invasion for Russian health, which is already on the ropes, and the invasion is going to strain the resources of an already burdened healthcare system to a breaking point. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Next week, we're going to take a look at tricky triglycerides. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And there are now antiviral pills, molnupiravir from Merck and Paxlovid from Pfizer, and the idea is that if you test positive for COVID, you should immediately take the pills because the pills stop COVID dead in its tracks. They're potent antivirals. One of the problems with molnupiravir is that it can't be given to young kids or pregnant women because it seems to affect the DNA That's not so savory. And when it comes to Paxlovid, there's a whole raft of medications that you can't be on when you take Paxlovid because it affects the metabolism of those medications. And unfortunately, the very people who may need to take Paxlovid, people who are at risk, are older. They may be on three or four or five different medications. They have comorbidities, so-called. And so they got to stop their medications. Well, that's not such a great idea. So there's a new problem associated with Paxlovid. And, you know, I'm going to say right up front, it's not yet confirmed, but it's of sufficient concern to merit additional study and a report in the Boston Globe. Headline, a puzzling phenomenon. Patients report a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms after taking the antiviral Paxlovid. So they test positive, they take the Paxlovid, they feel better rapidly, but they're only supposed to take the Paxlovid for 5 days. And what happens is after finishing their 5-day course of treatment, they feel better and they test negative on an at-home rapid test. They then start to feel sick, and then they test positive a few days later. So it's not really clear what's going on. Is it that Paxlovid temporarily suppresses the virus only to allow it to come roaring back later? That is being investigated. Maybe some people just need to take the medicine longer to mount a more effective antiviral response. So, yeah, that's currently under investigation. 877-726-8255. And now on the anti-aging front, there's some new information. As you know, it's important to me that supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of aging healthfully. That includes PQQ, glutathione, and alpha-lipoic acid. PQQ is interesting because it helps support your heart and brain function and promotes robust cellular energy production. Glutathione is the body's premier antioxidant and detoxifier. And alpha-lipoic acid helps maintain your neural health, the nerves in your brain, and helps preserve optimal blood flow. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to neutralizing free radicals and protecting us from oxidative stress as we age. And they're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order. Okay, so when we talk about all these measures that we're undertaking to slow the virus and to attempt to reach zero COVID, as is now, there's a great experiment unfolding in China, zero COVID. How's that working out for them? Well, we'll see. Other countries with less stringent measures had a lot of COVID in the beginning, but now have vanishingly few cases of COVID because the vast majority of the population has been exposed. And vaccine campaigns have also helped. But the strict lockdown measures, we have to weigh them, not just in terms of their impact on COVID, but their impact on the economy and on the well-being of the populace. And there's a couple of studies that just came in. Headline, stricter pandemic policies took toll on mental health. You think? People's mental health suffered when strict COVID-19 control measures were put in place by their governments, according to two new studies. They looked at the government response, which included school closures, workplace closures, cancellation of public events, restrictions on gatherings, public transportation closures, stay-at-home requirements, restrictions to domestic travel and international travel restrictions. And they found that they were tied to greater psychological distress scores and lower life evaluations. So, yeah, when it comes to the big picture, were countries that enacted strict lockdowns better off? Clearly not in terms of the mental health of their populace. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air, talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. sack of Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life.
Back to Challenge Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you not only during the program, but also 24-7, 365. So if you have a question, you can call 877-726-8255 and record it. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I wondered if you had any advice on helping with anemia. I've been taking iron pills for 3 weeks now, but I haven't noticed any change in my energy level. Just an aside, I wondered if there's any harm in eating raw sweet potatoes. Thank you, doctor.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about anemia. It's not clear to me whether this caller has had a medical workup to determine the cause of her anemia, because the most common cause of anemia is iron deficiency anemia, but there are many other types of anemia that are related to other nutrients or sometimes not related to nutrients at all, and sometimes can occasion a need for GI workup to make sure there's no gastrointestinal bleeding or bleeding from the intestine. And then there's, as one ages, sometimes there is a type of anemia where you can take all the iron in the world, and it's not going to help your tired bone marrow to manufacture more red blood cells. But anyway, if indeed it's iron deficiency anemia, here's how that works. It takes 120 days to build an entire new population of red blood cells. So if you're taking iron for energy, and indeed it's the right thing to do because you're deficient in iron and that's the cause of your anemia, then you need to wait for about 3 or 4 months to see if that bolsters your red blood cell count, which should make you feel better and less tired. But then there are many other causes for fatigue. There could be anemia, but there could be other things going on that are causing the fatigue. So it's not clear to me that the iron pills are going to work. And without additional information about this patient, I can't say whether it's a good idea. It's sometimes even a bad idea to take iron pills on the theory that, oh, yeah, Popeye ate his spinach. Spinach is rich in iron. And he, grew big muscles and beat up Pluto. It doesn't always work that way. And iron can be something that overloads your system, too, in some people. Taking extra iron can be harmful. So you got to have a better sense of what's going on and do a proper workup. Okay, so when it comes to eating raw sweet potato, I did a little research on that subject, and there's not a serious downside in eating raw sweet potato. The only problem with raw sweet potato is that it's a high source of oxalates. So people with kidney stones or a type of arthritis that's associated with high oxalate levels, they need to avoid excess oxalates like you get from rhubarb and certain green leafy vegetables and foods like sweet potato. Now, when it comes to sweet potato versus yams, it turns out that a lot of the things that are called yams in the grocery store are actually variants on sweet potatoes. Yams are actually relatively uncommon in regular Western supermarkets. You can get them in sort of Asian specialty stores. And those you got to watch out for when you eat them raw, because they contain various substances that can be toxic, and they even have a bit of a hormonal effect. It's actually, in certain studies, it's been found that a high intake of yams helps women who suffer from PMS. Why? Because yams are a source of natural progesterone. And indeed, in the early days of the pharmaceutical industry making hormone pills, they cornered the market on yams and refined them and processed them in a way to release the hormones that were present in the yams. But, you know, in ordinary supermarket shopping, you're likely to come across things that are called yams. They aren't necessarily yams. Some people take raw sweet potato, cut out slices, and throw it in a blender. And that's, you know, not entirely a bad idea. That can be okay. And it has nothing to do with anemia. It's not likely to make you go low in your blood counts. All right. When it comes to energy, you know, there's a lot more to it than just taking iron pills. And I've got some exciting news from our friends at NT Factor. You've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Well, now, there's new cutting-edge research that shows something quite remarkable. NT Factor also enhances your body's ability to absorb other nutrients. The bioavailability of nutrients when combined with NT Factor formulations results in increased absorption and transport through intestinal epithelial cells compared with the nutrients without added NT Factor lipids. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production, plus NT Factor promotes nutrient bioavailability. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribed it for my patients, and you can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, so I was planning to talk about this, and just as I was about to talk about it, during the breaks here, we have a TV on in my studio, and it's on mute, but sometimes during the commercial breaks, I turn on the sound, and I'm watching one of those 24-hour cable shows that broadcast all manner of news, and then there's a little health hit on a study that looks at what's called time-restricted eating, which means that you confine your eating to a certain number of hours per day. And according to various formulas, it's 16 hours of non-eating versus 8 hours of eating. You know, it's a narrow window of eating. Now, most Americans, maybe they have breakfast at, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock, and they keep eating through the day. They have snacks. They have, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between. And then maybe they have a little something extra, you know, bedtime snack. So that's kind of the reverse of time-restricted eating, because it's instead of 16 hours of fasting and 8 hours of eating, it's, you know, virtually 14 hours of eating and 10 hours of not eating, maybe even less. But so they did a study, and the study purports to show that whether you are on just a regular calorie-restricted diet, there's no question calorie-restricted diet helps you lose weight, okay? But if you combine the same calorie restriction with time restriction, will that help you lose more weight? And according to the headlines and according to that health hit that I just saw, kind of dumbed down, you know, 30 seconds, don't bother with the time-restricted eating because it won't help you lose more weight. That was the bottom line of the study. Well, I had the study in front of me here, and that's not at all what it says. And I'll tell you why the journos got it wrong in interpreting the results of the study. Because, you know, and I have a news article here which says, condensing a calorie-restricted diet into an 8-hour window during the day didn't do much to bolster weight loss, a randomized trial found. Well, this study was done in China, and it turns out that the people who were in this study, they already were on a pretty good regimen because they were somewhat into time-restricted eating. They ate for 10 hours, and they fasted for 14 hours. So they compared folks who had a 10-hour window of eating to folks who had only an 8-hour window of eating over a period of a year. And what they found is that there really wasn't that much difference in terms of weight loss. It wasn't, and this is an important word, it wasn't statistically significant. Because in studies, even if there's a difference, it has to be statistically significant. But then I looked at the actual data, and with the time restricted and calorie restricted diet, the folks lost 8 kilograms, which is 17.5 pounds, and with just the calorie restriction, they lost 14 pounds. So if you were given a choice of two diet plans where on one diet plan you could lose 17.5 pounds versus another diet plan where you could lose 14 pounds, the choice would be obvious, right? You'd say, I'd take that extra 3.5 pounds. That can make a difference. In this study, quote, it was not statistically significant. Also, some other interesting findings that they didn't have time to talk about in a little hit on TV for 30 seconds, but they found that in terms of BMI, body mass index, minus 2.9 for time and calorie restricted versus just minus 2.3 for calorie restricted. So significant difference. Waist circumference, with the time restriction, 3.5 inches reduction in waist circumference versus 2.75 inches. Not that much, but, you know, it's about a belt size, right? Body fat mass, that's important. The time-restricted eaters lost 13 pounds versus the just restricted eaters, 10 pounds. Body fat percentage went from went down minus 4.3% with the time restriction versus just 3%, which is the calorie restriction. The area of abdominal visceral fat, that's belly fat. I'm sorry, that's internal fat. We'll get to belly fat. And that's very important metabolically. Minus 26 square centimeters versus minus 21 square centimeters, significant difference in my opinion. The area of abdominal belly fat, that's subcutaneous fat, that's your spare tire, minus 53 centimeters squared versus 37 square centimeters, 53 versus 37. So that's 20 inches versus 15 inches of belly fat removal with the time restriction. Clearly, the time restriction, it made a difference. Also, the time restriction showed improvements in LDL cholesterol and what's called two-hour postprandial glucose levels after a meal. So, this is journalistic malpractice, the way they're reporting it. Clearly, there is a beneficial effect of time-restricted eating. And especially, you know, in a study, you go from 10 hours to 8 hours of restriction. Most Americans don't have 10 hours of restriction. Maybe they've got, 14 hours of restriction because they're eating all day long. They have 14 hours of eating, that is, not restriction. So there you have it. The study, it clearly misinterpreted in the way that the press is relating the story. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support: Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You want to join us, you can call 877-726-8255. We'll put you right on the air and you can pose a question. Bad medicine. It's not just a song by Bon Jovi. It's a real thing. And when it comes to COVID, there's been a lot of bad medicine, a lot of fraud, a lot of efforts to reclaim funds that were fraudulently expropriated for COVID. There was a lot of money sloshing around. Where there's a lot of money sloshing around, there's going to be a lot of fraud. And here's an example of one of the scams. L.A. company faked COVID test results, authorities allege. A company accused of handing out fake results for hundreds of coronavirus tests will pay more than $20 million in restitution. A company called Same Day Technologies, that's important because they purported to be able to turn around test results real quick. Get your results in just a day. And we're talking about not just the rapid tests, which you can get in a day, but the PCR tests, which sometimes take 48 hours or 72 hours. It's kind of a drag if you're planning to go somewhere and you need a test result. So you pay extra, in this case, $195, to get your test results within 24 hours. But what happened was the labs that were processing the tests couldn't turn around the test results that quickly. And so the CEO of the company, Chief Executive Felix Huttenbach, said, just send them fake results. Tell them they're negative. Well, some of them turned out to be positive, and that's a hazard to the patients themselves and to the people that they might come into contact with after they were erroneously told that their tests were negative. The company agreed to pay $22.5 million, and so they got busted. They also engaged in health insurance fraud because to rack up more insurance claims, Same Day set up a virtual call center for physicians who were supposed to do roughly 100 consultations a day. So they called people up and they said, hey, your test result's negative. Okay, you know, have a nice day. And then they billed people for a doctor consultation, which was a scam. And here's another one. Health system on the hook for $22 million. $22 million seems to be the sweet spot here. A Providence hospital system agreed to pay $22.7 million to settle allegations that two of its neurosurgeons falsely billed federal health care programs, i.e. Medicare and Medicaid, for medically unnecessary spine surgeries. This came to the attention of one of the fellow doctors who expressed concerns that two physicians there, by the way, Providence, based in Rhode Island, has 51 hospitals in seven states. And so they had two star surgeons who were doing lots of spine surgery, which was very lucrative for the hospital. And one of their, a whistleblower, a fellow doctor, expressed concerns that they were endangering patients, performing surgeries that resulted in complications, conducting surgeries on patients when they were not appropriate, which, you know, happens a lot in back surgery. It's like, okay, let's whisk into back surgery before trying out a lot of the less invasive measures, and also failure to document their procedures. So they even operated on incorrect spinal sections, which then required a second emergency remedial surgery. What do? They did a fusion on L3, L4 instead of L4, L5. That could be a critical mistake. And so of interest is that although the two doctors resigned from their positions after their suspensions, one of them has had his medical license restricted in Washington State and Michigan, but he remains active in Indiana and Ohio. So he's not been completely defrocked. Another of the physicians implicated in this, his medical license remains active, even in Washington, where the surgeries were performed, and in Michigan. And no actions have been taken by state medical boards. So, medical mayhem is often unleashed on unsuspecting patients, and the government and the insurance companies pay the tab, and you ultimately pick up the tab. 877-726-8255, our number, and you can call in with questions or comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots more coming up next hour. Stay with us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Five U.S. lawmakers arrived in Taiwan just 12 days after a visit by House Speaker Pelosi angered China.
The delegation of bipartisan members of Congress traveled there to meet with Taiwan's president and other officials, among others, to discuss ways to reduce tensions in the Taiwan Strait. Other items on the agenda include semiconductor investments. Pelosi's visit prompted China to launch days of threatening military drills around Taiwan. Late last week, a White House official accused Beijing of overreacting.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The judge in the penalty trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz will soon decide whether the jury will be told about some brain exams his lawyers had conducted. His attorneys this week will tell the judge she should permit the test to be shown in their upcoming presentation, because the tests bolster their claim Cruz suffers from fetal alcohol syndrome. The prosecution says the tests are junk science and should not be shown to the jury. Economic reports due for release this week will highlight retail sales as well as the housing market.
The week begins with Monday's release of the National Association of Home Builders Home Builders Index. Then on Tuesday, reports on building permits and housing starts in July. We'll find out how retailers fared in July when a report on retail sales is issued Wednesday. Along with weekly jobless claims, Thursday will bring word on existing home sales and the leading economic indicators for July. Rich Thomason reporting.
Actor Anne Heche has died 9 days after she was injured in a fiery crash. The 53-year-old was peacefully taken off life support Sunday night, which she had been on after suffering burns and major brain injury when her car crashed into a home. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
One of the wealthiest people in India has died.
Veteran stock market investor and billionaire Rakesh Jhunjhunwala has died at the age of 62. He was known as the Warren Buffett of India because of his savvy business dealings and uncanny ability to pick the winners. Jhunjhunwala's estimated net worth, $5.8 billion. He had reportedly been suffering from various health issues. Jason Walker reporting.
Mexico's president is exploring plans to sidestep Congress to hand formal control of the National Guard to the Army, a move that could extend the military's control over policing in a country with high levels of violence. That's raised concerns because President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador won approval for creating the force in 2019 by pledging in the Constitution it would be under normal civilian control. This is SRN News. At the 7th Annual Cookout in Gardnerville, Nevada over the weekend, a lineup of GOP national heavyweights as well as local Nevada politicians fired up a crowd of about 1,500 Republicans with a message of urgency. Ken Lormand has more.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz called the Nevada Senate race involving Adam Laxalt, quote, the single best pickup opportunity for Republicans. Lawmakers at the event referenced a portion of what Democrats are calling the Inflation Reduction Act and gas prices as reasons they believe they'll take back the Senate. Others criticized the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Ken Lorman reporting.
The midterm elections are about 80 days away and will decide which party controls both the State House in Carson City and Congress in Washington. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Hey folks, up first, we have the second half of a World War II era episode of the Jack Benny program. Then we have a police drama, as Larry Thor stars as NYPD Detective Danny Clover in Broadway Is My Beat. At the end of our last show, Jack and the gang were broadcasting from Gardner Field, a California Army air base. And since featured vocalist Dennis Day had recently joined the Navy, Jack was looking for a replacement. Initially, he talked about trying to get Frank Sinatra, but as we resume, he is considering an opera singer. Mary Livingston will provide his name in just a moment. I'll just let you know this is from October 15, 1944.
Okay, John Charles Thomas, it'll be. Listen.
Said Mrs. McGinn to Mrs. O'Flynn, someday when the war is won, won't it be grand when the soldiers land in the yard? Go to meet your son. Mm-hmm. when he marches through and you hear the people cheer. What do you do when he smiles at you as your boy draws near? What will I do when my boy comes home? What will I do, you say? I'll tell the police if they're keeping the peace, they'd better keep out of my way. For when my boy comes into view, I'll fight me way till they let me through. And I'll lift him up, though he's sick too.
Isn't that wonderful? What a voice. What volume.
Jack, what an idea. Why not get John Charles Thomas for your singer? Think of the dignity he would lend the program.
Say, Mary, that would be terrific. Let's go over and see him right now. Oh, Rochester, get the car. We're going out.
But, boss, I expected to have the night off. We're having a big New Year's party.
A New Year's party? New Year's isn't for months yet.
I know, but tonight is basic training.
Never mind. Get the car and drive us over to Mr. Thomas's house.
Okay. All right.
Top of that cab, Rochester. Not so fast. Don't turn the corner so close. Top of that man. Easy, you hit that Pontiac. The light's turning red on the corner. Put your hand out if you're going to turn. Watch out for that safety zone.
Doggone, this is the only automobile in town with a co-pilot.
Over the controls, boss. I'll radio ahead for landing instructions. Rochester, will you? Hey, Mary. Mary, look, there's Fred Allen. Hello, Fred.
Jack, that isn't Fred Allen. That's a soldier wearing a gas mask.
Gosh, I was just going to tell him how good he looks. Hey, slow down, Rochester. There's where John Charles Thomas lives. That house on the corner. Rochester, you wait here. Come on, Mary.
Yes?
I'd like to speak to Mr. John Charles Thomas.
Who shall I say is calling?
Mr. Jack Jerk Benny.
Mary, please. Just tell him it's Jerk Benny. I mean Jack.
Yes, sir. Come right in. Mr. Thomas is in the next room.
Give me, la, 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 la
Hey, listen to that, Mary. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, and he's only godly.
Must be a pleasure to hear him brush his teeth.
Will you tell him I'm here?
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Thomas, Jack Benny is here to see you.
Well, well, I'll come right out. Hello, Jack. Hello, Mary. So what do I owe this pleasant surprise?
Well, Mr. Thomas, getting right to the point, I'm looking for someone to sing on my radio program, and I thought someone as famous as you would be perfect for it.
Jack, you compliment me.
Oh, I mean it. I think your voice would lend dignity and prestige to my show.
Jack, you flatter me.
And I'm here to make you a financial offer.
Here comes the insult.
Mary, please. Now, the fact is, Charles...
Charles?
That's your middle name.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mr. Thomas, I won't mince words. You see, Dennis Day worked for me, and after 5 years, I paid him $35 a week.
I see.
But naturally, I wouldn't expect an opera singer like you to work for that kind of money.
Naturally.
So instead of offering you $35, I'm willing to stretch it just a little bit. And give you...
Pardon me for interrupting, Mr. Thomas.
Yes, Martin?
I'm leaving now for my night off.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And, Martin, before you go, I'll give you your weekly salary.
Thank you, sir.
Here you are. 20. 40. 60. 70.
Hmm.
80. 90. $100.
Hmm.
There you are, Martin.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what was it you were saying, Mr. Benny?
Well. On second thought, Mr. Thomas, I have a feeling that you and I can't get together.
You couldn't even get together with his butler.
Well, Mr. Thomas, I think I'd better go. I'm sorry I took up so much of your time.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I think I understand your predicament. You're stuck for a singer.
Yes, sir.
Well, I couldn't possibly take the job, but in order to help you out, I'll be very happy to come over and sing on one program.
You will? One program? Did you hear that, Mary? Gee, that's swell, Mr. Thomas.
What would you like me to sing?
Oh, anything, anything. Doesn't make any difference what you sing. Your voice is enough.
And since you're accustomed to paying $35, I may as well take the money.
Oh.
Is that all right with you?
Well, I don't know, brother. What are you going to sing? Come on, tell me. What are you going to sing?
Well, I don't know, Jack. I don't have a very large repertoire.
What? What was that you said?
I said, I don't have a very large repertoire.
Well, brother, from where I'm standing, you have the... I'm not going to say it.
Jack, Mary, Bill, Rochester, and their guests. The Benny Gang will be beaming your way again next week, same time, same station. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Indeed, from the Armed Forces Radio Service. with an original broadcast date of October 15, 1944. The role of the butler at John Charles Thomas's house was played by frequent cast member Frank Nelson, toning down his usual over-the-top performance. The search for Dennis Day's replacement would continue for another month, when Larry Stevens was hired as the new singer. He handled that job until Dennis returned from his World War II Navy service in the spring of 1946. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on. Up next on When Radio Was, Larry Thor stars as New York City Police Detective Danny Clover in Elliot Lewis's quality series, Broadway Is My Beat. It'll begin right after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Marble, a head in stone, pocked with antiquity. A glass case with golden coins hermetically sealed against corrosion and desire. And impervious to it all, the man who leaned fastidiously against the Grecian column, then lifted his glass of champagne, silently toasted the bust of Plato, then let the realization flow over him that a policeman was there among his treasures.
You respond well, you people. And quickly. Bravo.
At headquarters, they said your call sounded urgent.
Did they say that? How perceptive of you people. The extraordinary qualities one finds in the most unimaginative of... delicious.
That's right, Mr. Hansen. No imagination. That's why you'll have to tell me the reason I'm here.
It's exquisite. You'll be ravished by it. Shall we set it off with champagne?
Look,
I... You reject the bubbly. It's going to be such a grisly day, Miss Clover. I promise you.
It's off to a good start. Goodbye, Mr. Hansen.
Come back, idiot man. Come back. In this room full of dead antiquity, there is so much vibrant death, pulsating death. And you turn your back on it. Idiot man.
Someone's dead?
There will be. Does the statement chafe up an emotion in you?
Who?
Nola, my wife. Once of such beauty. Such beauty that would put all these my Grecian delicacies to shame. That torso, for instance. It would blush to its tippy toes at the beauty that once was Nola's. But no more.
And she's going to die because...
There will be violence of one sort or another. Death? It is almost too much to hope for, is it not? Though Nola deserves it. How that old girl deserves it.
She's done something?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. She convinced a boy to come here all the way from Europe. An Adonis of a boy. Kurt could turn on the old girl. Young gods turn on old beauty sometimes. Destroy it because it offends their sense of the aesthetic.
Kurt?
Kurt Bauer. A young thing with a pair of skis. I fear Nola is playing with her own demise in that boy, and she's not aware of it. No more than she's aware that...
That what?
That my daughter Connie, by a former less colorful marriage, also has no love for Nola. You must talk to Connie at her place on Sutton. Ask her why she loathes Nola so helplessly. It'll amuse you.
And you, Mr. Hansen, what about you?
Why? I, too, am a creature of violence. Delicious, isn't it? I don't know one day to the next how I'll react when something's taken away from me. I fear for Nola, Mr. Glover. Such an exquisite fear.
And that's why you called us?
But exactly. Nola's a lovely old girl. I'd fret if there was so much as a scratch on her. You'll prevent that, you people, won't you? If you can. If you can.
And saying it, Mr. Hansen poured himself a drink, moved over to the slender Grecian column, faced me, and took his stance next to Plato. He fingered his mustache, cocked his head, and used a half of his mouth for a smile. That's the way I left Mr. Hansen. Then call his daughter, be told that Miss Hansen was not at home momentarily. Momentarily, she had an appointment elsewhere, at Rockefeller Plaza, the ice skating rink. So go there. Have her paged.
Miss Hansen. Miss Connie Hansen, please.
And watch the skaters briefly. The young thing who catches your eye in pirouettes. And Swifty, the rapid boy on racing blades. And the lady who gets up again, brave and intent, and skates close to the rail. And the very tall young woman who skims out of the crowd and talks to the announcer.
Hi, Miss Hansen.
That man asked for it.
Do you want to see me?
Yes, my name's Clover. Can we sit down?
Sure, if you want.
I'm from the police, Miss Hansen.
Go on, go on. I'm not panicky.
I had a talk with your father a little while ago.
What's his current burden?
I'm not sure, Miss Hansen. He seems to be worried about your stepmother.
You should have started to worry about her 15 years ago, the day he married her. If I were he, I'd give up by now. You know, become philosophical about her. What'd he say about stepmother Nola?
He said something would happen to her. Somebody...
Kurt?
He mentioned a name, Kurt Bauer.
Kurt Bauer. You know something? I've been waiting for Kurt for 2 hours, just to cross hands with him and dance a Blue Danube with him. He won't show up. Would you show up for me, Mr. Clover? For a girl who's 6 feet tall?
I wonder.
My complexion's not so bad, but look at this hair. Ever see hair like this on a girl? I chuckle to myself when I put lipstick on my face.
Tell me about Kurt Bauer.
See me gush? Don't make me do that, Mr. Clover. I'd titter and poke you with an elbow.
Well, just tell me who he is.
Young man, we found him in the Italian Alps.
We?
Stepmother Nola and I. We were skiing. Something came out of the blue and plopped down beside us and made nasty little slaloms in the snow. That was Kurt.
What's he doing here?
Stepmother Nola stopped waxing his skis long enough to tell him she could get him a job come winter at Lake Placid.
Then why would he want to do anything to harm her?
My daddy tell you he would? Dad was ribbing. He's a ribber. Great sense of humor. He reads Plato and hits passers-by over the head with folded newspapers.
How about you? You don't like Mrs. Hansen, do you?
I don't like any woman who's lovely. You blame me? Now, pardon me, Mr. Clover. There's a tall man skating over there. He's alone. I never saw him before, but maybe he's looking for me. I'll give him something to look at.
And watch the girl skate away with a surprising grace, glide to the center of the rink, and begin an endless whirling, a whirling whose fuel was disappointment and frustration, the frenetic spinning, turning, cutting of numerals into ice, the magic symbols to draw beauty to her. And it doesn't happen until the awkward crash against the spectator's railing, the clumsy fall that sparked only a laugh, and no one helps her to her feet. Check now with the proper authorities for an address on Kurt Bauer, ski instructor. Be given it. Go there, to an apartment whose odors are of wax, of oiled wood and steel. And blended with it the perfume of the woman who runs her fingers across the boy's mouth as he speaks.
Please, Nola, please.
The man frightened you, Kurt. You've met his type before. Don't be frightened, darling.
You will understand, Mr. Clover, that Mrs. Hansen...
Nola, darling, Kurt, Nola.
Please, take your hand for me. In the presence of this gentleman, it is not...
Do you realize what you're doing to this boy, Mr. Clover? You frighten him. Because he's been harassed by men like you before.
By police?
You're all alike, whatever they call you. Police, authority, men on horseback, men in uniform. Only you're not, are you, Mr. Clover? On horseback, I mean, or in uniform. But Kurt has met you before.
What Mrs. Hansen is trying to say for me, and I would wish she did not...
Kurt, I was only trying to...
What Mrs. Hansen is trying to say is that I served with the Nazi Alpine Corps against my will, that I deserted them, that my innocence has been proven by your occupation forces in my native Germany, that my relationship with Mrs. Hansen is only...
Only that, Mr. Clover. I'm a sort of fading employment agency for young men who fly beautifully through the air.
Your husband said he was afraid for you, Mrs. Hansen, that something was going to happen to you.
Something bad? By whose hand?
Your stepdaughter's, maybe. Kurt's, maybe. Your husband's, maybe.
Shall I give you my reaction?
Mrs. Hansen,
I'll give it to you, my reaction. Connie, my stepdaughter, pathetic girl, she's so in love with Kurt. She might hurt me, even try to kill me. Yes, she might. And I could understand it, believe me, I could. And my husband, you've met him. He's vicious, no? But if he stooped to soil his hands that much, it would astonish me. And Kurt, my Kurt, could you hurt me? Why?
I want you to go away from here, Nola. Some place where you will be safe, where you...
You're frightened for me, Kurt? You don't want anything to happen to me, your nice American friend?
That inn in Vermont. There is snow there now. You will enjoy it, Nola?
We'll talk about it, okay? When this gentleman leaves, we'll talk about it.
I wish to assure you, sir...
He's leaving now, Kurt. See? I'm helping him with his coat. And then we'll discuss it. Here. A tug on your jacket, Mr. Clover, and you're ready for the street. Goodbye, Mr. Clover.
Thank you.
Danny.
Come on in, Muggerman. What's on your mind?
Nothing. Just going home, Danny. How about you?
Yeah, a few minutes.
You bowling tonight?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, don't do me any favors. You don't feel like bowling. Say you don't feel like bowling.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I'm bewildered, Muggerman. You ever get bewildered?
That's why I bowl so much. It takes my mind off the many times I'm bewildered.
I can't figure those people. Each one of them. Dale Hansen, his wife, his daughter, that Kurt Bauer.
What about him?
I don't know. If I said they were strange, would you know what I meant?
Uh-uh.
Me either. There's something shrill about all of them. Like they were waiting for something to happen. Like each was waiting for the other to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was... Danny Clover speaking.
Dale Hansen, Mr. Clover.
Yes, what is it, Mr. Hansen?
Have you been inside Kurt's apartment recently?
About 3 hours ago. Why?
I suggest a revisit. I strongly suggest it, Mr. Clover. Goodbye.
Who was it, Danny?
I'll tell you on the way. Come on.
Wide open, then.
Thank you very much for the information, Muggerman. Go on in.
Right, all right. What's supposed to be here in Kurt's apartment?
I don't know. Look in that room.
Yeah. Danny, look. Look, Danny.
He stood there in the doorway, Muggerman did, pointing at Kurt Bauer, lying there on the bed, arms outstretched like the beginning of an embrace, like the end of one. And beneath the white silk scarf around his throat was the shaft of a ski pole, steel-tipped, impaling him. It was the thing that killed him, the thing that had murdered Kurt Bauer.
We'll be back with more of our story right after this. MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture, 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee, a perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me?
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Use promo code CAFE33 to save on shipping. Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code CAFE33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirit Summer of Savings sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at RadioSpirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. That's right, 20 to 60% off every radio product. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings sale cool off before you get 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to get these amazing discounts. That's radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to start saving now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. a word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
And now let's get back to Larry Thor and Broadway Is My Beat on When Radio Was.
It's the time that was saved up for, Saturday night on Broadway, the time when the great explosion flings itself out over the city, and the lights climb in columns against the wall of night like licking serpents. Crowd gathers to give it voice, the hawkers, the gawkers, the hurry-up boys, the take-it-easy girls, the laughers, the weepers, the footsteps, the sigh of silk, the whispers. And inside, a thin sheet of glass away, the cocktails on the varnished bar, and the piano, and the secret sounds from a corner table. This is it, kid, Broadway, in the blaze of the moon, Saturday night time. And the night had an hour in it to find a man murdered, to consider him, to watch the police technical department attend him, to talk to the medical examiner, the hour to officiate, then to leave, and to make a call to Dale Hansen, summon him to headquarters.
For the first time in my life, Mr. Clover, I feel, well, municipal, like a citizen. It has the shade of a sensation about it.
You knew we'd find Kurt Bauer dead, didn't you?
Of course. I called you from the phone next to his deathbed. I've been complimented before on my presence of mind, so you needn't bother.
Did you kill him, Mr. Hansen?
You are Mr. Clover's, I suppose you people would say, sidekick.
Did you kill him?
Certainly not. I went to give him his fee for making my dear ones proficient on ice.
Let's see that medical examiner's report, Muggleman. Oh. Thanks. Kurt Bauer died at about 7 o'clock, according to this.
And I called you at 9. From 6 to 8.30, I was being sweated and massaged. You may check my club, the Hermitage Club.
Well, check it, Margaret.
Gramercy 5-1110.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Hansen.
Certainly.
You tried to throw us off the track, didn't you? Told me your wife was in danger while it was...
Believe me, this whole turn of events is merely a pleasant surprise.
Who killed him, Mr. Hansen?
I suppose someone whose forte is pleasant surprises. I caused you to frown. Forgive.
Did you know your daughter was in love with him?
She'll grieve.
And your wife?
My wife is a foolish woman. And harmless. Her attempts to recapture a lost youth is saddening, but I bear with it.
I just spoke to a masseur named Bill, Danny.
Yeah?
Yeah, he baked him and massaged him from 6 to 8. Give him a half hour to get dressed.
You're in the clear, Mr. Hansen. You can get out of here. Then the phone call to the Hansen apartment, be plugged into the chauffeur's quarters, be told in a crescendo of yawns that Mrs. Nola Hansen had been taken to Grand Central at about 4 o'clock for a jaunt to Vermont, that she packed 3 custom-made bags, stopped off at Brooks Brothers for an undersuit of woolies. Then to your room to watch the October night die out of your reach. Then the morning and the quick searing coffee against the call to be made. The call on Connie Hansen, stepdaughter of Nola, hater of Nola, unloved by Kurt. Miss Hansen, please.
Well, who are you?
Police.
Oh, now you mustn't trouble Miss Constance with why she tried to do away with herself.
She tried to commit suicide? When?
Last night.
Can I see her?
Well, doctor left things like you to my discretion.
Can I see her?
Well, I don't see what harm it'll do. Come along. Miss Constance?
It didn't make me any more attractive, did it? I thought maybe...
Why, Miss Hansen?
Why? Kurt's dead, haven't you heard? I ever tell you about Kurt? Beautiful Kurt. Handsome Kurt. You're not a woman, so you don't know what it was when he touched you even by mistake. He never drew his hand away from you the minute he did. I could gush like this forever.
You could have killed him, tried suicide knowing it wouldn't work to make us think.
You're a ray of sunshine, Mr. Colmer. You really are. A big help. You thinking I could kill Kurt? That makes me something, doesn't it? Really something. A girl a man could want. A man could want a girl like that.
I'm sorry, Miss Hanson.
You better leave, don't you think?
Danny?
Oh, hello, Gino.
Happy holiday.
Well, thanks, Gino. Holiday? What holiday?
You kidding?
No, I'm not. What holiday?
Why, Danny, on this date in 1774, Samuel Adams did call together the Continental Congress.
Oh, I guess it slipped my mind.
Don't let it bother you. Last year, I forgot, too. And, Danny, to celebrate this auspicious occasion, I gave my oldest, Emilio, a new Columbia bicycle. Why, what a happy, laughing lad he was upon receiving it.
I'm sure he was.
Well, Danny, let us not twaddle. To work.
If you insist.
As indeed I do. However, the news I have to give you is pause.
It's what?
Pause. Not much of it. I put in a phone call to Vermont and the inn where Mrs. Hanson is staying. She was out walking the hills, so I left a message to get down here post-haste.
Now, what else do you know?
Well, I already told you, Danny, that the news was... hello, Muggerman.
Hi, Gino. Danny.
Yeah?
I've been over the immigration department most of the morning checking on Kurt Bauer.
What'd you find out?
Oh, not much we don't know already. He was in the German army, deserted. You know what Kurt told you. Just one thing, though.
Yeah?
Bauer came over here with his mother. Set her up in a little house out in Flushing. Here's the address.
Oh. Thanks, Muggerman.
Time to pause for a moment, but we'll be back with the curtain call right after this.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Broadway Is My Beat with Larry Thor on When Radio Was.
Court was something fine, Herr Clover. Something beyond your understanding.
I met him, Mrs. Bauer. Talked to him. He told me he was a deserter.
My Court was a man of intelligence. When promises, dreams were not what they pretended to be. Court fled from them, as he fled from your authorities in our country.
He said he'd been an unwilling Nazi, that he was cleared.
He was, but it was still flight, because Mrs. Hansen beckoned.
She loved him.
Many have loved Court. Many Mrs. Hansens. Younger, richer, less greedy for youth. And many husbands have wished my Court dead for this.
Dale Hansen?
A curious man. This house, it was his gift to Court. Court's clothes, his apartment, money to spend.
You mean they were a gift through Mrs. Hansen?
No, from him personally. Because my Court went to him when we came to your country, explained to him his interest in Mrs. Hansen was only professional. She had talent for skiing. Explained to him his gratitude for the opportunities of your country. My Court was an intelligent man.
You could call it that.
Was it not intelligent of him to go to Mr. Hansen immediately when you found him with Mrs. Hansen? When you told them of her husband's fear for her?
Kurt did that?
Immediately. To ask of Mr. Hansen the favor of money for our return to our home. Kurt had no wish to be present when...
And what did Hansen do?
He promised Kurt the money. He told Kurt to come here to me. He would bring the money to us. You wish more from me, Mr. Clover?
No, nothing. And leave there, get back to Manhattan and back to headquarters. Check in and make another phone call. Call Vermont and talk to a desk clerk and be given answers. Then to a Park Avenue apartment where you'd been once before.
Mr. Clover, come in.
And watch Mr. Hansen as he took up his post again, next to Plato. And then notice that to the room another treasure had been added. His wife, Nola Hansen.
This is a delight.
I'm glad you're back in town, Mrs. Hansen.
We're all glad.
You've heard about Kurt, haven't you?
I cried for him on the train, all the way to Boston.
Then she met a Harvard professor. He took a clinical interest in her.
How'd you find out about Kurt while you were in Vermont, Mrs. Hansen?
Your sergeant left word about what happened. The desk clerk at the inn gave me quite a detailed report.
I forgot to tell you something, Nola.
What?
I saw Kurt a little before the police. I went to his chambers to speak with him about you. And there he was, that tool of his trade right through his chest.
I cried. I really did.
Have either one of you heard about your daughter, about Connie?
Yes, she tried to commit suicide.
Well, she does that frequently, Mr. Clover. However, she's very careful not to succeed. By now she knows precisely to the pill her limit. She never exceeds it.
Poor desperate girl. I wish I could feel more fatherly about her.
Well, how could you, dear? Connie's so tall, and you know.
Let me ask you something, Mrs. Hansen.
Yes?
When I first met you, you were with Kurt Bauer. You were a different person.
Nola has that talent.
Thank you, dear.
When I first met you, Mrs. Hansen, you seemed so concerned about Kurt, so warm toward him.
Well, he was alive then.
That's your talent, huh?
Precisely alive. Kurt was something shining, vibrant. Dead? Well, he's dead.
He sure is. Well, Nola?
Mr. Hansen.
Don't be embarrassed, Mr. Clover. Nola and I will say our goodbyes right in front of you.
You planned it all, didn't you, Mr. Hansen?
Exceedingly well, don't you think?
Well, let a girl in on it, will you, boys? What are you two talking about?
About something exquisite, Nola. I had a man murdered, and Mr. Clover can't touch me.
You murdered Kurt?
I didn't say that, my dear.
What time did you catch the train for Vermont, Mrs. Hansen?
Hmm? Oh, well, let me see now. The chauffeur drove me to the station a little before 4, and the train left soon after that.
The train left, but you didn't.
What do you mean?
There was a train at 4 and another one at 8. You took the one at 8. I called the inn at Vermont. You arrived too late to have taken the 4 o'clock train.
You mean I stayed around that dismal station all that time?
You don't pay attention, Nola. He didn't say that either.
That's right, I didn't. You didn't stay at the station. You used that time to murder Kurt Bauer.
Me?
This is very important, Nola. You really should make an effort to concentrate. He said, you.
Your husband said he had a murder committed. He was right. He had you commit the murder, Mrs. Hanson.
Dad, you expect me to listen to that?
I do. Indeed, I do.
Your husband's a clever man. He understands people. He knows how people close to him will react.
Right. Right.
He set something in motion, Mrs. Hanson, through me. He used me to frighten Kurt away from you. I told Kurt that something might happen to you. Kurt didn't want to be mixed up in it, so he ran. Like he always ran from everything, whenever there was trouble.
Kurt didn't run. I ran.
Kurt told you to go. While you were away, he planned to leave the country. I found that out, too.
I drew a diagram about what was going to happen. It has. So, congratulate me, Nola.
Dale, help me.
That's more emotion than you've shown to me for years. Truly, Nola, I've missed it. That's why I did what I did. I grew bored about being embarrassed among my friends about you.
Dale, help me.
So you killed Kurt, Mrs. Hanson, because he was walking out on you. He told you that when you were waiting for the train, when you went to see him.
Listen to me, Dale. You've got to help me. I was foolish. I was foolish before. You stopped me before. All you had to do this time was to tell me to stop. And it was innocent, Dale. You know that. Listen, Dale. I was doing it for Connie, for your daughter. She's so unattractive. I was trying to convince Kurt to be kind to her, to love her. Don't you see? Don't you see, Dale?
And when you do have an emotion for me, my dear, it's so distasteful. Goodbye, Nola.
Nighttime blares down Broadway. The canyon streets gather it in like some passion. And the night is a backdrop for a million fragments. Neon and roar and melting shapes and shock and clots of crowd. It's a fury that sweeps you up and holds you close and throws you into the gutter of your choice. It's Broadway, the gaudiest, the most violent, the lonesomest mile in the world. Broadway, my beat.
Broadway's My Beat stars Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover, with Charles Calvert as Tartaglia and Jack Crucian as Mugovan. The program was produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with musical score composed and conducted by Alexander Courage.
Kurt Bauer, an episode from October 20th, 1951. Elliot Lewis would also create the quality CBS series Crime Classics. And, of course, he was a top radio actor, handling both dramas, like Voyage of the Scarlet Queen, and comedies. For example, playing Frankie on the Phil Harrison Alice Faye program. Well, he would also spend time as a producer-director of Suspense. And two fellas we just heard in that Broadway's My Beat production held a special role on that long-running series. I'll explain and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely, seasoned, smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. It was planted in the base of his brain.
and there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was her dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, sugar.
Well, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white-hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the CBS series Suspense. When Elliot Lewis served as the producer-director, he used Broadway as My Beat star Larry Thor as the announcer. But when Suspense had launched in the early 1940s, that role, known as the Man in Black, was handled for a time by Ted Osborne, the same guy we just heard in the role of Dale Hansen in the episode we featured before the break. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done. But hey, visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.